The town of Millet is in North Darfur, and it is an important trade crossroad, not only between Sudan in the areas that are controlled by the Sudan armed forces, but also for border trade with southern Libya and northern Chad. And goods that arrive in Millet are then distributed throughout Darfur through the movement of trade. Millet is also a crossroad for all kinds of illicit economic activities, such as human trafficking, trafficking of weapons, and illicit commodities such as chemicals, cosmetics that are banned in Sudan, drugs, tramadol, and other very harmful drugs are known to have crossed between the borders into Sudan through northern Darfur. The rapid support forces controlled the city as of mid-April as part of its siege of Al-Fashir. And the military takeover of Millet underscores all these layers of hidden dimensions of the war economy with regard to control of trade routes, but also control of the illicit economies that come with the forces that are present in this important crossroad for trade and for transnational organized crimes between North Darfur and neighboring countries.
Now, Al-Fashir itself, after months of siege by the rapid support forces and skirmishes on the outskirts of the town, it seems heavy fighting has broken out. Artillery shelling has been reported in the last at least 3 days. The RSF seems to be determined to move in. Just tell me about the implications of a possible RSF takeover of this very important town.
Well, the implications are already happening. Both SAF and the RSF are notoriously known for the imprecision of their artillery shelling or even aerial bombardments of the Sudan armed forces. And therefore, civilians are caught in the middle, and our casualties in large numbers are occurring as we speak due to these artillery duels between the SAF and the RSF. However, a total offensive and incursion by the besieging forces of the RSF into the town will create even more mayhem and destruction and civilian casualties. This is a town of 1.5 million people, at least half of them are displaced from earlier wars and more recent developments in the current ongoing war between SAF and the RSF. And therefore, these are helpless civilians already on the verge of starvation who find themselves target of this fighting, as they are caught in the middle of it.
Linda Thomas Greenfield, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, she tweeted yesterday, and I quote her here, "Al-Fashir Darfur is on the precipice of a large-scale massacre. I urge the armed actors to de-escalate and protect civilians at all costs." And she went on to warn of consequences for those responsible for an offensive on Al-Fashir. What should the international community do to prevent a massacre?
I believe the international community should coordinate its action better than in the case at this time. Even within the U.S. administration, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations have been far more outspoken about the situation there than, Secretary of State Blinken, for example, who doesn't seem to have, much focus on this humanitarian disaster unfolding, in Darfur and in the Al-Fashir in particular. We demand that, Secretary Blinken step to the plate and make, clear statement about specific consequences that could, hit the belligerents if they continue on this course of open warfare amidst, a helpless civilian population of hundreds of thousands who will be the primary victims of their fighting. And they will be, they need to be determination to follow up with action and not just warnings and expression of dismay as has been happening so far from State Department.